This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A smoky Saturday air quality alert for the entire state through Monday. So take it easy out there. If you're out on the water trying to catch fish, can't blame you. Summer is here in late May, even though summer doesn't officially start until later in June. Steve Kearney joins us. SteveKearneyOutdoors.com. Steve, how you been?
I've been great. It's wonderful up here. Good afternoon, Steve. It's fishing is just incredible right now. But, you know, it's typical late May, early June. Every lake is gone. It's just wonderful to be alive right now because it is just insanely good right now. And the water temperatures are climbing a little bit. They're like 62, 63, which is just prime. And finding walleyes and crappies right a little bit deeper now than last week. They're more like 8 to 13, 8 to 12. They're not quite up in that super shallow stuff anymore, but the bite is just incredible. And it's only going to get better. You know, June is probably the best month of the year for fishing. And I see the heat, you know, that we've been having has definitely got the weed growth kind of, you know, growing a little bit and being a little bit of an issue. Seeing a little bit of algae in some lakes, but we have that cool down coming next week, which is going to drop the temperatures, and we're going to get a bunch of rain in Lakes Country, and that's going to be good, and that'll kind of retard the growth. But right now, it's just insanely good, and I've been using a lot of plastics, not a lot of live bait, just using like a 3-inch plastic minnow imitator and a tiny jig, and working weed lines and break lines, and catching rock bass, largemouth, walleyes, crappies. I mean, this is the best time of the year. It's just, doesn't matter what lake you're going to. It's just like everything is just going, which is, you know, kind of typical, really, for this time of the year.
You probably don't even want to sleep. You're kind of like, do I really need to sleep? Or you're probably up before first light and probably want to be out there after dark.
Well, I don't do the after dark thing anymore,
okay.
Steve.
I don't
do that, but definitely early. You know, the key is to get on the water right away in the morning when the sun is coming up, and get a good, you know, good 5-6 hours in before the water skiers and the jet skiers start going, and those fish are just going nuts, you know, right away the first 2-3 hours in the morning. You know, they're very aggressive and somewhat shallow, and just a great time to be out. And Memorial Weekend was pretty crazy. There was just a ton of people out. It was just amazing. When I got to the access with a couple of clients at 6:30 in the morning, nobody was there. And when we came off at 11, there were 65 trailers, you know, parked up on the highway, on the roads. So people are definitely getting out. You know, when we get these, you know, nice 2-3 days of good weather, you know, the fishermen are out. There's no doubt about it, which is good. It's great to see that. You know, participation, everybody's totally into it. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing. You just got to, you know, pace yourself and make sure you don't go there at 3 p.m. You go there at 6 a.m. and try to get your licks in before everything, you know, gets kind of crazy.
Yeah, and the challenge is June can be very unsettled and fronts and storms, et cetera, and keeping an eye on the weather is imperative. And when you get, you know, through that front and things calm down a little bit, look out. The bite is phenomenal. This is prime time.
Yeah, I'm a little sad about this Monday stuff that's coming in. It sounds like, you know, somewhat severe weather, and the temperature is going to drop about 20 degrees. So I've got like 3 groups this week, and I'm thinking, yeah, this might take 36 hours, maybe 48 hours for things to kind of turn around, because fish do not like lightning. They don't like, you know, big drops in temperature, and it can really shut things down. I'm a little nervous about that, depending, you know, how intense it is. If it's just a minor glitch and not a big deal, it shouldn't, you know, make a difference. But if it's somewhat severe with lightning and heavy rain, it's definitely going to, you know, put the fish off. But temporarily, you know, it's just a temporary thing, and then we just have to adjust accordingly. But, you know, we'll see how it shakes out. But June is, you know, such a great month. Even if, you know, with the weather hiccups we have, June is still just a fabulous month.
You know, I've never asked you this before, but with groups, and you're a guide by trade, Stephen. You've been joining us for a long time here on the radio. Are there, and I would assume there have been situations where it's like, guys, we're not going today. It's just too unsettled. It's not happening. Where you've had to call it off, postpone it a day or another time.
Yeah, that's really true. You know, I've been doing this for 40 years, and it's like, yeah, I can tell you how we're going to do just according to the weather situation and what, you know, has been happening in the last 2-3 days up to a particular date. And I can pretty much dictate what's going to happen before we even drop the boat in the water. And I'm usually right most of the time. So when I see this coming in, you know, I might have to delay, you know, people a day or two, yep, and let them make the decision and say, from my experience, it's going to be a rough ride, and, you know, let's push it off for a couple of days. And most people understand that, and, you know, they're able to do that. But I can kind of tell, you know, what's going to happen, and it's usually correct most of the time. But people are pretty flexible. They understand, you know, where I'm coming from, and I let them make the decision. It's like, this is what I think is going to happen. You decide. And, you know, whatever happens, happens.
Yeah. All right, Steve, well, have a good week, and hopefully no one has to deal with any severe weather. There is that chance early in the week, so be aware of that. Nope. As we get a front in here.
All right, you have a great weekend, and hopefully the smoke will clear out of here in the next couple of days. It's pretty intense. It's almost like overcast all the time. It's pretty nasty.
Yeah, we've had to deal with that the last few years. All right, Steve, we'll do it again next week.
All right. Sounds great, Steve. Take care, man.
There he is, Steve Kearney. Steve Kearney Outdoors. By the way, our outdoors coverage, typically on a Sunday between 5 and 6. Rob Dreisline from Outdoor News, but the Twins and Mariners play a late game in Seattle. First pitch coming up tomorrow afternoon at 3. So Rob's show on Outdoor News. But typically, Sundays between 5 and 6. A lot of great guests. Tons of great info with Rob and the Outdoor News here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. It is 4:14. We'll break. Timberwolves season over. Done in 5 in the NBA's Western Conference Finals. The number one seed Oklahoma City Thunder advance. They await the winner of that Knicks-Pacers series out east. Chris Hine will join from the Star Tribune here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.